You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
The new iMac Pro is Apple's most bonkers computer ever, by David Pierce. Apple's last mind-blowing computer invention was almost a decade ago. Steve Jobs reached into a manila envelope and pulled out the slimmest, lightest clamshell anyone had ever seen. Didn't matter that it cost about the same as a used car. One look and you knew it was the future. Since then, Apple's progress has been slow and hasn't always felt like progress. But the new MacBook is even sleeker than the Air, but comes with a controversial new keyboard and some performance challenges. The MacBook Pro got a touch bar and a giant price hike, neither of which went over well. The Air? Well, the Air's awesome, but Apple hasn't touched it in more than 2 years. The iMac is slimmer and sexier, but still basically the same, and the trash can Mac Pro left a lot of people cold. But today, Apple showed that it does still care about PCs. It launched the new iMac Pro, a ridiculously powerful 5K space gray all-in-one that Apple seems to have made almost as a statement. And that statement? If you need a supercomputer, Apple's still the place to go. The iMac Pro can have processors up to 22 teraflops, memory up to 128 gigs, and as much as 4 terabytes of storage. There's a new thermal cooling system with 2 fans that seems like it has its work cut out for it. It even has a new keyboard and trackpad to match. The whole thing starts at $5,000 and is almost definitely more machine than you'll ever need. Apple intends it for machine learning, VR, and real-time 3D rendering. Not for Netflix, or at least not only for Netflix. In one fell swoop, the company also announced an upgrade to all its MacBook and iMac models. The biggest change is the processors, which Apple bumped up to Intel's more efficient and battery-friendly Kaby Lake chips. New iMacs will also be able to handle double the RAM of last year's models, and the Fusion Drive is standard on the 27-inch model, with storage up to 2 terabytes. The lowest-priced MacBook Pro and Retina iMac also get a price drop. Both start at $1,299. The new Macs are shipping today, and the iMac Pro will follow in December.